the commission began with applications for special voting. That means that South Africans won't be able to vote on 7th of May, have an opportunity to make applications or make their case to the chief electoral officer, who will then look at their submission. If in the event that he approves their submission or approves their request to vote before all of us go to the polls, and then that permission will be granted. When you look at the Electoral Act, you've got a portion that is called special voting. Special voting happens on two major categories. One is that one of the home versus. Let me unpack the two important categories. First of all, special vote can be granted to two major categories of people. One is the people who are either physically infirm or handicapped, or people who are pregnant. These are people who cannot travel by themselves to the voting station. That's the first major category of people that can apply between now and the 17th of April for special voting. The second category of people is the people that won't be at their voting station on the 7th of May. And then before you do that, then what it means is that you can be able to cast your ballot before you leave or before you travel. Because sometimes people around that period, if, for instance, you stay in Gauteng province and then you're traveling to Western Cape, then that means that at the time of voting, you won't be able to vote for your provincial legislature, which is normally you'd get two ballots. So therefore, these are the people that would be allowed, then, depending on the reasons they provide to the chief electoral officer, then they'll be granted that permission. So once that permission has been granted, these two major categories of people, the first group being the physically infirm or those who are pregnant and cannot go to the voting station, our election officials will visit their homes on Monday 5 May and Tuesday 6 May between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. That's the first group. And then the second group of people who, for some reason or the other, will not be at the voting station on election day would then go to the station where they are registered. And then once they get to the voting station where they are registered, they'll then be assisted on either Monday the 5th or Tuesday the 6th of May 2014. So that process of application is underway. So this is especially a process for South Africans who are based in our country to ensure that they don't miss any opportunity to go and cast their ballot.
How about security officials who will be providing adequate security during the voting period? When will they be allowed to vote?
Yes, they also fall under this category. For instance, myself, I'll be working on the 7th of May. So therefore, I'm going to apply as an IEC official. I'm going to apply for special voting to the chief electoral officer so that I'm also able to cast my vote before I work. Because on Wednesday, we'll be ensuring that South Africans get the service that they want. So therefore, won't be able to be waking up and starting at the voting station, because as it is, the voting stations on voting day, which is 7 May 2014, open at 7 in the morning and close at 9 p.m. During that whole period, you'll be almost next to impossible to leave the station that I'll be working on. I'll be working at the National Results Operations Center, where I'll be stationed for the rest of the day, looking at activities, ensuring that South Africans get as best a service as possible from the Electoral Commission.
Tell me about the overall level of preparations in the run-up to the general elections.
We're very ready, because we're now going through the, for instance, we're already doing the dry runs for our electoral system, or the result system, rather. The result system is a system where all the results will be uploaded from every voting station in the country. What we do as South Africa when we count our ballots, we count them at the voting station, in the presence of party agents, who will then say they're comfortable, everybody has read the count together with our officials. Then afterwards, they sign a result slip that says everyone who is in that voting station agrees with the outcome of the results, so that by the time they get posted through the various processes of verification, of auditing, and finally appearing on the screen at the National Results Operations Center, they've actually gone through the process of everyone, all the key stakeholders in the voting stations agree on that. So therefore, that we're already testing that system. We're already planning at the training for journalists and political parties on how they should read, how they should understand as the results come through. What should be their level of understanding? Basically, creating, orientating them on the result system. Already, we're starting to look at what distribution started at various levels. Distribution of election material, be they T-shirts for officials, which is an identification clothing, basically, so that when you are in a voting session, you can determine which one is a voting official, which one is a voter. So therefore, the voting officials will have a specific T-shirt that they wear to ensure that they get identified by the public. And another thing that is important is that material is being dispersed to various provinces, various localities, to ensure that all of us are getting ready for our various distribution lines. So really, we're at high peak in terms of elections preparation, because as it is, we're less than a month away from the 7th of May. So really, the preparation is at a very, very intense level. Every aspect of the organization is really lining up its system to ensure that we're getting ready. The National Results Operations Center is also being built. So various level of it, you can almost see it's now starting to take shape. So really, we extremely, very, very pacing ourselves nicely for the 7th of May.
How about the printing of the ballot papers that will be used for the election?
The printing of the ballot paper, the process, the companies have been awarded. We are going through the colleagues that are dealing with the printing of ballot papers are going through their final markings of ensuring that everything is in order. For instance, on the 24th of March, when the list of candidates will be given their certificates from contesting elections, that means every candidate in the country that will be contesting elections from various political parties will be given their certificates on the 24th of April. So once that process has been completed, already the finality of ballot papers shall have been in the bag. They'll be going through the printing and then being dispersed to various voting stations and provinces. So really, the printing of ballot paper is at a good pace as well.